What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Billy from Neighborly Discourse with Billy and Steve. But today it is Fantasy Football Edition, or as we call it, the Family Fantasy Football Show. I'm here with Liam.
Hey.
And I'm here with Amy.
Hello.
What's up, guys? How's everybody doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Okay, so let me read to you guys how we're going to break down our show. Again, the Family Fantasy Football Show with Billy, Amy, and Liam. We're going to give our introductions. We're going to go over Thursday's players, if we had them, the points they received. We're going to go over each team, each opponent, and who is projected to win. We're going to go over possible substitutions. If we're doing daily like FanDuel or DraftKings, we're going to go over that. We're going to go over our favorite matchup for the weekend, which player you have against whoever you think is going to do the most. Let's say you have Josh Allen versus Pittsburgh, whoever you have. And then closing remarks, good luck, stuff like that. So we are all in two leagues together, an ESPN league and a Yahoo league. We're going to go over our ESPN league first. So who would like to go first? Liam?
Sure.
Okay. So, Liam, up first. Introduction. Which league is this?
All right. This is my ESPN league. I had Brady and Godwin for Thursday's game. Brady got me 27.16, and Godwin got me 23.5.
Jeez.
I know. And I also went against the guy who had Antonio Brown, 23.7.
How are you guys looking right now?
I'm beating him 50.66 to 23.7, but he's still projected to beat me 52% to 48%. My team is Aaron Rodgers, Brady, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Chris Godwin, Cole Beasley, Robert Tonyan, Zach Moss, Buffalo's defense, and Harrison Butker. His team is Jalen Hurts, Tua, Henderson, running back for the Rams, Kenyon Drake, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, Mark Andrews, Antonio Brown, Miami's defense, and Young Wei Koo.
And he's projected to beat you?
Yes.
Wow.
He is projected 147.8. I am projected 140.7. My favorite matchup for this week is, I'd have to go Rodgers against New Orleans defense.
That sounds like a solid pick. Okay. All right. Amy, what do you got? Let's pass that paper around.
Okay. So this is for the ESPN League. I have Lamar Jackson and Ryan Fitzpatrick, Aaron Jones and Edwards-Hilaire, Allen Robinson and DJ Moore, Noah Fant, LaVisca Chenault, and then I have the Rams defense and Justin Tucker as my kicker. My opponent has Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Miles Sanders, Mike Evans, Gallup, Gesicki, Juju Smith-Schuster, Jets defense, and Matt Gay as a kicker.
Well, you should be looking good because he had Gallup and Evans. I know they did nothing yesterday.
Yeah, they only got, Evans had 5.4 points and Gallup had 7.6 points. So right now, I'm projected to win at 55% versus his 45%. I did not have anyone go as yet. My favorite matchup of the week will have to be Lamar Jackson.
Okay. Pass that paper over here. All right, my team, my ESPN team. So Thursday, I had nobody. The gentleman I'm going against had CeeDee Lamb, 23.4 points. That was a tough one. Projected right now, I have 133.7. He has 145.7. He has a 55% chance to win to my 45% chance to win. I have starting this weekend Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, James Robinson, David Montgomery, Tyler Lockett, Robbie Anderson, Logan Thomas, Chase Edmonds, Washington defense, and Bass, kicker for Buffalo. And I'm going against Mac Jones and Andy Dalton, Dalvin Cook and Swift, Hopkins and Metcalf, Jonnu Smith, again CeeDee Lamb, Denver's defense, and Graham Gano. So we'll see how that goes. My favorite matchup, probably Josh Allen, since he has the running and throwing abilities to score a bunch of points. So I am very happy with that matchup. That was our ESPN league. Now going to our Yahoo League. I'll start us off. Again, this is our Yahoo League. My team is Justin Herbert, Keenan Allen, Chase Claypool, Aaron Jones, Chase Edmond, Hunter Henry, Cole Beasley. My kicker again is Tyler Bass, New England's defense. And this league, we have a defensive player. Mine was Devin White, who last night got me 9 points. Not bad from a defensive player. I am going against a guy who right now, I'm projected 152.82. He's projected 152.97. It is a 50-50 split at the moment. He had Fournette last night with 11.4 points. He has Mayfield and Metcalf, Jerry Jeudy, Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, Gesicki, Fournette, Butker, Pittsburgh's defense, and linebacker from Arizona, Simmons. My favorite matchup for this week for this team, again, probably going to go with the quarterback, probably Justin Herbert.
All right, my Yahoo team is Aaron Rodgers, Adam Thielen, Julio Jones, Christian McCaffrey, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Tyler Higbee, Deontay Johnson, Younghoe Koo, Tampa Bay's defense, and Zach Cunningham, linebacker for Houston. Tampa Bay's defense got me 3 points last night. Tough there.
That's a tough one.
He is projected 162.93. I'm projected 163.27. Whoa. It's a 50-50 split still.
Did he have anybody last night?
He had Brady and Evans. His Brady got him 43.16, and his Mike Evans got him 6.4.
Whoa. So he had that, and you're still projected to beat him only by less than a point, but okay.
Yeah, and he had Antonio Brown on the bench.
Oh.
29.7 points.
Oh, man. That's bad news.
If he would have put that in for Evans, I would have been done.
That'd have been a tough hill to climb.
My favorite matchup for this, undoubtedly, is McCaffrey against the Jets.
As you sit there in your McCaffrey shirt on right now, your McCaffrey jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, good luck to you, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess I'm up?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. For this Yahoo League, I have, once again, Lamar Jackson, DJ Moore, Jamar Chase, Dalvin Cook, James Robinson, Logan Thomas, and I have A.J. Dillon as my flex player. I have Justin Tucker for my kicker, Kansas City defense, and my defensive player is Micah Hyde for Buffalo. I did not have anyone play last night. However, the person I'm going against did have Amari Cooper, who scored him 41.90 points.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Additionally, they have Josh Allen, Jalen Waddle, David Montgomery, Kareem Hunt, Tanyan, Rondale Moore, Sanders, and Miami's defense, and Blake Martinez is their defensive player. So right now, because of that massive score from Amari Cooper, I'm it's projected 170 for him and 149 for me, so it's 66% to my 34%.
Yeah, that's 41 points. And our scoring is a little, we got bonuses, 1 point after 85 yards receiving, 1 point after 100 yards receiving, and then I think 2 points after 200 yards receiving. Quarterbacks, the same thing, 275, 300, and 400 all get a bonus. 40-yard catch gets a bonus. 40-yard touchdown gets an additional bonus. I like scoring. I'm the commissioner of this league, so, I mean, we're looking to break 200 every week, it seems like.
Yeah, well, he's well on his way.
He sure is. Liam, I don't think you and I went over our opponents' teams.
We didn't go over our opponent's teams.
Yeah, like who we're going against, which is fine. We gave the percentage. So this is our first episode, everybody. You know, we're new to this. It's our family thing.
Wait, she still has to say her favorite matchup for the week.
Oh, sorry, B. Who you got?
Gonna have to say Dalvin Cook against Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's a solid one. That's a solid player.
Yeah, that's Prescott being back, he got 40 points as well.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. 39.42.
Yeah, I had my defense got me 9 points. I'm okay. I'm feeling good. Defense, it's a weird thing, the defensive player, but I like it. If you get a guy who's halfway decent, I mean, White had 5 points in the first 5 minutes of the game and then kind of slowed off. It happens. So, like I was saying, this is our first family podcast for the Fantasy Family Football Show or the Family Fantasy Football Show. We'll figure it out.
We're working on that.
We're working on that. But again, we're going to go over each week, try to record Friday and get it out Saturday, get the weekend under our belts, go over our points, who we had, and get it out for you probably Monday, depending on our Monday night matchups. So thank you for listening. For your fantasy teams, good luck. @neighborly_discourse on Instagram. We'll post our fantasy football stuff on there as well. info@neighborlydiscourse.com for your fantasy information. billy@neighborlydiscourse.com for your fantasy information, questions, comments, even if you want our advice. You'll come to see that we're okay. Amy's pretty good. And somehow Liam is even, he's good also. I mean, he does FanDuel for you guys out there freaking out about kids gambling. He doesn't gamble. He picks a team. I pay the bills. Teaches kids math. Responsibility, how to budget. It's an overall very good skill. But that being said, he picks his team. I don't really have to fund the account too often. He's always in the, you know, making $1 or $2. He only does the dollar
entry.
And he does okay for himself. We'll be checking in every week about what's coming up for the weekend. And then we'll be coming to you on Monday with what the weekend had for us and see if one of us, you know, beat our opponent. You guys have anything to say? You're looking at me kind of crazy.
No.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. Good luck with your fantasy leagues, your fantasy teams, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.